What are some of the other clinical research trials that you're involved with, or papers that you might be writing now, or data that you're putting together recently?
We are currently have already finished a draft of the importance of etanusteris in premenopausal receptor positive patients. And I have presented those data in St. Gallen 2 years ago. And what we found was the overall survival of those patients overexpressing HER2 affects the overall survival in a very negative way. So the difference between patients who have tumors not overexpressing HER2 and overexpressing HER2 is roughly absolute 25%. Median follow-up of this trial is 8 years. All premenopausal receptor positive. And what we found was this was especially true for patients on Solodex plus Norvodex, this difference. So obviously, those patients who are overexpressing HER2 are resistant to endocrine treatment. Not so much, obviously, for chemotherapy, although it was results from our randomized trial between CMF, what we have published 2 years ago in the JCO, 6 times CMF versus tamoxifen and cosarilin. So these are 600 patients with retrospective analysis of the tumor blocks of the HER2 overexpression. And I think this is especially young patients, very young patients with a very poor prognosis, and it's necessary to take new therapeutic steps, probably to treat all the patients with a taxane and taxane-containing regimen and include also HER2 for those patients.
What about aromatase inhibitors?
This is what we are doing in our trial. In trial 12, we have 1,400 patients, and we'll see whether or not those patients are benefiting from the combination of cosarilin and arimidex. We don't know that currently.